What a difference 12 months can make, almost a year to the day since a horrible crash at the Tokyo Olympics. Cyclist Aaron Gate wrote himself into New Zealand sporting folklore in Birmingham. He wasn't alone on another golden day for our high-flying Commonwealth Games team. Clay Wilson reports.
Fred Wright, can he be caught? Darrell Impey, the South African, on his wheel. Impey up in his sprint. Aaron Gate down the middle. Gate hits the front. Gate is going to take gold again. Four times a gold medalist. Aaron Gate, unstoppable at the Commonwealth Games. A brilliant ride for the New Zealander. Well deserved. And in the end, unquestionably the fastest at the sprint. What a ride from Aaron Gate.
He's New Zealand's history maker on two wheels. Aaron Gate's road race triumph not only took the Kiwi team to a record 18 Commonwealth Games gold medals, surpassing the 17 won at Auckland in 1990. It also made him our first athlete to win four gold medals at a single Games.
To have that honour and that title is obviously very prestigious and something that I'll cherish for a long time, and hopefully it just stands out as a challenge for Kiwis in the future to try and break.
And for the man who scooped triple gold at the track last week, break is exactly what he did to his rivals over the gruelling 160-kilometre road race. Gate easily out-sprinting around a dozen other riders from the main breakaway across the finish. But the 31-year-old insists there was nothing easy about it.
The last two laps of the race, I was starting to cramp quite a lot every time I got out of the saddle or had to go up the climb or one of the risers in the circuit or follow another move. I was like, oh, this is getting a bit touch and go with the legs, but luckily they came fine and I was able to still unleash a sprint at the finish.
New Zealand's 18th gold was barely around Gate's neck before number 19 was also in the books. Squash stars Joelle King and Paul Cole combining their individual class to grab mixed doubles glory. King calling her 7th Commonwealth medal extra special after the devastation of missing the podium in the singles.
The attitude, I think, to bounce back and the courage to come out here and still fight for these medals, I'm extremely proud of that. You know, quite often when things are going well, it's quite easy to stay on the top, but when you're down in the dumps, it's quite hard to find your feet and get above water, and my two partners especially have just rallied around.
Singles gold medalist Cole equally delighted about a Dream Games campaign.
It's been the best 2 weeks of my life, honestly. Just being in the village of the NZ team, my squash team that we know so well, we all get it so well, and we've had so much fun as well as competing. I don't know, it's just hard to describe how much fun it's been.
Also having a good time, our women's cricket and netball teams after bagging bronze on the penultimate day in Birmingham. After a lean few years for the White Ferns, including their disappointing showing at a home World Cup earlier this year, Captain Sophie Devine held back the tears as she told News Hub what the medal meant.
Having my folks in the stand and just being through what we have, like, I love New Zealand cricket, I love cricket, and to play for my country and to be able to share it with this group of people, and it's not just this current group of people, to have Katie Martin screaming from the crowd. Still, you know, yelling louder than 20-odd thousand people, you can still hear her bloody voice.
Pride also the overriding emotion for Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Todua following their semi-final shellacking by Jamaica.
For us to go home with a medal is massive, not only for our confidence but also the selection of the players, and then also our lead-up going into Netball World Cup, but also as well that fight. We haven't had that fight. We can be a bit soft sometimes. So for us to do that in front of this crowd, not on our home territory, is really good for us.
The last word on another golden day, though, to Paul Cole. With Joelle King and women's doubles partner Amanda Landers-Murphy trying to get the New Zealand team one more gold on the last day of competition, the squash supremo insisting he'll be holding back his own celebrations.
A few Lucozades. But no, I'm not going to go too hard tonight. I'm going to wait till my team's finished tomorrow. We want another goal, but not finished. So I'll enjoy this with the team and then cause some ruckus tomorrow.
New Zealand remain fourth on the medal table with 48, behind the top three of Australia, England and Canada.
It is 22 minutes past five and you're with Checkpoints on RNZ National.